If Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton face off in the presidential election, both candidates will, of course, need to pick a running mate. Then it's time to launch the new tickets campaign website and brand. But that last part, the branding, it can be tricky. Ben Philpott from Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin dives into the world of something called political cyber squatting.
Usually a website for a presidential ticket uses the last name of the presidential candidate followed by the last name of the vice presidential candidate. Think Clinton Gore or Nixon Agnew. The only example we've had so far this election is the short-lived ticket of Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina. But when the campaign launched the website, it was CruzCarly.com. Not, as you might expect, CruzFiorina.com. Matt Makoviak is founder of Potomac Strategy Group in Washington, D.C. He's got an idea why the Cruz campaign didn't follow that format.
I guess they were worried that people couldn't correctly spell Fiorina, honestly, because people oftentimes mispronounce her last name, even though it's not that difficult.
Oh, and there's another possible reason. During the first few days of the ticket, the Cruz campaign didn't own CruzFiorina.com. Makoviak did.
So I just went to go see if the domain existed. Someone owned it, but it was essentially someone who's a broker. And he said, you know, make me an offer. And so I did. And he said no. And then I made another offer and he said yes. I was amazed.
So Makoviak took the site and then sold it to the Cruz campaign the day before Cruz left the race. Makoviak wouldn't tell me how much money he got for CruzFiorina.com, and he wouldn't tell me who sold it to him initially. But it could have been someone like University of Georgia student Stephen Granbergs.
So I remember last year, about in January, I read an article that something about RomneyRyan.com sold for like $8,800.
So Granberg's figured out how to turn brands into cash.
I pretty much made a big old spreadsheet with about 16 of the 17 candidates, and I cross-examined who would be potential running mates. And I basically just poured in about 200 to 300 domain names.
Granberg's ended up with about 130 domain names that weren't already taken.
Back when Rubio was still in, I thought Trump Rubio was a ticket because he kind of needed to balance out the Hispanic vote with all the things he said and Florida's battleground state.
But what about the other 129 domains? Has the gamble been worth it? Granberg's told me he spent between $1 and $4 for each domain. He says on some he made a 2,000% return on the investment. Not big money, but a nice profit. Jeremy Pegg is also a political cyber squatter and a D.C.-based lawyer. He purchased about 170 domains for the 2016 elections, and he's had a little luck selling some back. He sold Cruz2016.com for $1,500, but the rest are still up for grabs, including his extensive collection of Hillary Clinton sites.
Let's see. I have ClintonBiden.com, ClintonCuomo.com, ClintonBooker.com, ClintonCain.com, ClintonNapolitano.com, ClintonO'Malley.com, ClintonPatrick.com, ClintonVanHollen.com, ClintonWarner.com, ClintonWebb.com, and ClintonNelson.com.
But he doesn't have the combination that many political pundits have started to mention as the top ticket for Democrats.
Well, not to start a turf war, but I just interviewed the guy that has ClintonCastro.com.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to that guy.
And here's that guy, Jonathan Walczak. He snatched up ClintonCastro.com, as in former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, a long time ago.
I was sitting at work the day that they announced that Julian Castro was going to be the main speaker of the DNC in 2012. And yeah, immediately I thought, well, this guy is a perfect match for Hillary. He's young, he's male, he's Latino, he's from a southern state, he's telegenic.
Since then, Castro has become Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Obama administration. But not everyone thinks ClintonCastro.com was a good investment, especially Pegg, who says Castro didn't do much as mayor. And maybe there's another reason Pegg is eager to downplay Castro's chances.
And so that guy wouldn't sell his domain to me.
Pegg couldn't pay Walczak's asking price, which is listed quite publicly on ClintonCastro.com. There you'll find a picture of his recent college loan statement, with a big red arrow pointing to his remaining balance, $79,484.80.
I would just love to pay off my student loans and not wake up every morning with that suffocating feeling hanging over my head.
Maybe Walczak will strike it big. Or maybe he'll end up sitting on a site that nobody wants to buy. So what about all those Clinton sites Jeremy Pegg bought? Even if he gets lucky on one, there will be several more left worthless.
Oh, with the Hillary domains, with the Clinton domains, I'm going to turn them into Harry Potter relationshipping fan fiction. And that's going to be Really fun.
Like the 2016 campaign hasn't been weird enough. Pretty soon you'll be able to go to ClintonO'Malley.com and read about how Hermione Granger and Draco Malfoy had a brief tryst before she finally married Ron Weasley. Not that I've read the books, about five times each, but come on, couldn't you see that happening? For Here and Now, I'm Ben Philpott.